Ervin Perk Ches Mishnah Zion. Amos Hamayim Shiyayveres Bechatzer. If you have a stream of water that goes through a chatzer, like the Rav explains, a chatzer can even be Rishus HaYachid, and this water is going through it. It's running through the Rishus HaYachid. Ein Mimalan Himena B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to draw from this water on Shabbos because the water is a karmelis, and you're not allowed to carry from a karmelis to Rishus HaYachid. Ella imkein asala mechitza gava asar tvachim b'knisa uvitziya. As long as you make a mechitza that's 10 tvachim high, both by the entrance of when the water goes in through the chatzar, and also by where the water leaves the chatzar. Now, Tfarsol explains that this mechitza that you would make, it's really for a hecker, and like we had in the previous Mishnah, that you would just need to make it that the 10 tefach mechitza, one tefach would be submerged and 9 tefachim would be on the outside, or 9 tefachim on the outside and 1 tefach that's submerged. The point is that you would do it along the whole width of the opening from side to side. And it also has to be, the Rav explains, within the confines, within the space of the stream. So everybody knows that the reason for the mechitza is specifically to make a hecker that it's there for the water. Reb Yehuda Omer, Reb Yehuda's chaylik, just like his shita in the previous Mishnah, you don't need the mechitza to go and submerge into the water. Even the regular wall that's on top of it, the regular wall that separates one chatzer from another chatzer, if this wall is over the stream, even though the wall is not in the cavity of the stream, it's not in the area of where the water is, even though it's not submerged, nevertheless, we say good osik, and it's good enough. We consider the wall as if it goes straight down, and that's fine. And Rabbi Yehuda is going to bring a raya. Om Rabbi Yehuda, maisa ba'ama shel ovel. There was a maisa of this ama, this stream, shel ovel, in the place called ovel. Shahayu mimalin mimenu al pizakenim b'shabbos. That they used to fill from this water on Shabbos through the guidance of the zakenim. So you see that it's mutter, and that's all you need. The whole reason that they allowed that without having a specific wall submerged and in the area of the water is because there the water was not 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim deep. When you don't have that, it's not a karmelis anymore, it's a makom patur, and therefore you wouldn't need a mechitza, and that's why even you wouldn't even need a kosel, nothing would be needed there, and that's why they matured it.